Hello, you're listening to Off the Clock, Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Jen Cooper. This week, I hung out with the Jazz Jam Group to explore Columbia's jazz scene during April's Jazz Appreciation Month. UNESCO celebrates International Jazz Day on April 30th. That's the Jazz Jam Group. They meet up on the second Tuesday of each month as part of the Jazz Jam series, headed by Andrew Seif. This week, they're at Cafe Berlin in Columbia. Seif and guitarist Ethan Maul arrive early to set up. Seif puts together his drum set while Maul helps set up the microphones and his guitar. A handful of people enjoy their drinks, one table works on a puzzle, a few just enjoy the music, but most are here to jam. The core group plays for about an hour before inviting jammers up to join the group.
We have a tenor player, we have a singer, we have a singer, we have... Is that a flautist? Is that an alto sax player over there? I don't know what he's doing tonight. Anyway, Tony's going to do something, I hope. Jeff? Okay, we have a conga player. Anybody else out there that I don't know who's a player?
Seif calls for another horn player before the jam session starts. The six musicians discuss their game plan before they perform. Among them, a saxophonist, clarinetist, guitarist, singer, and bassist. Before joining the group, Kerry Cordray uses cork grease to lubricate the cork on his mouthpiece for his saxophone.
There's a big wraparound of cork on this tube that the mouthpiece sits over. And to make it so it slides easily, you use something called cork grease to sort of lube it up so that you don't tear up the cork with your mouthpiece when you take it on and off.
By 10 p.m., the small stage could hardly accommodate the seven musicians on stage performing in rhythmic harmony. Maul's favorite part about performing is each person has a solo.
It's so cool to be in a group where every time you play, you're getting to get featured, you know, and then you also get to help support other people. So you play all these different roles and get to really, really test yourself for any scenario because you never know what somebody's going to do.
You know, jazz has a timeline of, at this point, approaching 100 years. There's a lot of things that happen in there, so just because you didn't like this one particular part doesn't mean you won't like the other ones. Don't be intimidated by jazz. Just give it a try.
That's Josh Chittum. He's the assistant director at the We Always Swing Jazz series on North 10th Street. Seif says jazz is not one size fits all. Each person can tailor their jazz experience. He says with time, anyone can find a different branch of jazz to enjoy.
The elements of the music are very sophisticated, and there are also many different streams of jazz. And sometimes people have difficulty appreciating a certain stream of it. With a little bit of patience, you can always find something that you really can relate to in jazz music.
One thing the Jazz Jam musicians agree on, Columbia's jazz scene is growing. And it's not hard to find if you look in the right places. Cordray, who has been playing the clarinet for close to 45 years, says Jazz Jam is great for those who like to listen to and perform jazz music.
Columbians probably are used to saying and hearing that they've got such an incredible scene for the size of a city that they are. And jazz is a prime example of that.
To celebrate Jazz Appreciation Month, the We Always Swing Jazz series is hosting events through the rest of April to celebrate jazz, including a special performance house concert featuring Bruce Barth and Annette Cohen on April 18th. That's Off the Clock this week. Thanks for listening.